It's hard to believe that we're into February already of 2014. This is another episode of Cycle Talk SA. I'm Brad Brown. Thanks for joining me this week once again, where we talk cycling here in South Africa. And it's a big time at the moment. South African Road Champs taking place down in Durban as we speak. And the Elite Time Trial took place on Thursday. And Stuart Pickering is covering the event for us. And he managed to catch up with the men's and women's elite winners, Ashley Moorman-Pasio and Daryl Impey, after their wins on Thursday. So he touched base with them. He'll be covering the rest of the event for us as well. So make sure you tune in next week on Cycle Talk SA. We'll have some more interviews from Durban as they happen as well. As well on this week's show, there's a brand new product on the market called Ice Dot. And we chat to the guy who's bringing it into South Africa. It's an international product doing really well overseas. And it's something that I think is really needed here in South Africa. And we'll chat to Patrick Kaywood about it, how it came to be that he's bringing them into South Africa, how they work, and where you can get your hands on the Ice Dot crash sensor as well as the Ice Dot band. So that's coming up on this week's show, but let's kick things off, and we start it with Stuart Pickering chatting to Daryl Impey.
So I'm here on the beachfront in Durban at the SA National Road Race Championships. Daryl Impey from Orica Green Edge. Good day, Daryl, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. It was a nice way to start the championships off for the win, so I'm quite happy with that.
And you just come off a rather nice seventh at the Tour Down Under. How was that? That looked a good race.
Yeah, it was, we went always in there to ride for Gero, but I was quite surprised at my condition. So I was quietly confident coming in today that I'd do a good ride, but it's you never know what to expect from all the other competitors, and especially a guy like Jay who's been racing us in Europe for a few years now. He's always going to be a tough competitor, but I was pretty happy. I started off quite fast, and I was already up from the first lap, so that gave me quite a bit of confidence just to maintain.
And did the wind play much of an effect out there?
Yeah, I think for the last wave of riders, we experienced a lot tougher conditions than the guys that went to the first wave. But that being said, most of the big guys that were going to be in contention for the win, we all went in the last wave. So that made everything fair. And I think, it's always going to be difficult to judge a course like this. But the good thing is that you're always coming back on yourself, so you can see if you're up or down.
And then back to Europe, and what's the next race?
I do Tour of Oman in 2 weeks' time.
So. Oh, that's a lovely race.
So I've got to get ready for that, and then hopefully in the next month, March, go big for Milan San Remo. So hopefully I'll have a good next day.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you luck for Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Okay, still in Durban, and this time we are with Ashley Moorman-Pasio, Women's Elite TT winner.
Thank you, yeah, it was awesome.
Looked good.
Yeah, I really like the course. I like the fact that it was a bit more technical this year, a lap that we did a few times. Every other SA Champs that I've done, it's been an up and back course. So even though the previous 2 years in Elsbred, it's been rolling terrain, this was dead flat, but I really like the technical nature of the course. And yeah, I had fun out there.
And do you think your last couple of weeks in Barcelona with the team has helped you with your training?
Well, there's been mixed reactions to that. Some have said, oh, not ideal, because I went to the winter climate and then back to the hot summer. But I think I'm quite good at adapting. And it hasn't bothered me too much. It was really great spending the week with the girls last year. We have a great team vibe. And I think that really added to the energy here, and all the girls tweeting from overseas saying good luck really means a lot. So it's a great team, and I look forward to the year with them.
Wonderful. And I wish you luck for Sunday.
Thank you.
Let's hope we'll be talking after Sunday as well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Joining us on the show today, all the way from the Mud Island, the United Kingdom, Patrick Kaywood, to chat about a new product that's been brought into South Africa. And it's something that I think is pretty cool. And if it's marketed properly and is available sort of extensively across the country, I think it would be a fantastic addition to what we do here on the road, cycling and mountain biking for that matter. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the show today, Patrick Kaywood from Ice Dots. Patrick, welcome onto the show. Thanks for chatting to us.
Great, thanks much, Brad. Yeah, great being here.
Before we get going, what's weather like on the Mud Island at the moment?
It's pretty muddy, to be honest. Not that great. Just rain. But as I mentioned to a few of the mates, it's not that not as bad as January, February usually is. It's normally pretty freezing and snowy and icy right now, so I can't complain.
That's why I love living in South Africa, Pat, just so you know. you mentioned to me before we recorded that you don't have to de-ice windows at the moment, so life is good.
No, life is good.
Pat, tell me a little bit about IceDot, your involvement with bringing it into South Africa. Let's talk about the product first before how it came in and that sort of thing. Tell me a little bit about IceDot and what is it? It's quite an interesting little product.
No, it is. It's very interesting. That's one of the reasons I became involved in it. I'm a South African. I like my sport, cycling and the rest. So, it's something useful to have and very useful for South Africa for various reasons. The product itself, IceDot's actually an emergency notification service. So it's all about being or having the service available to you. The service is what you would do if you joined the service. You'd actually go online and you would create an online profile with as much detail as possible. We know these days people get involved in accidents and incidents in South Africa and they aren't let into any hospitals because they don't have basic details. So with this, you're able to add your insurance details, your discovery details, for instance. You're able to add your blood type, if you're on any medication, just as much as you can, all your emergency contacts, have you ever had any heart conditions, any other conditions. I mean, it's a live profile, so you add as much as you can. You can change it when you want to. It's online. It's 24/7, and then you actually link your profile onto a couple of our products. The basic product is pretty much our band and sticker pack. The band itself is a high quality silicone band. It goes on your wrist. It looks pretty good too. And on the outside of it, it's got our logo, the IceDot logo, so people will actually be able to look out for it. And it's a set, they say, cool, he's got one of those bands on. And on the band too, it's got details of what you need to do if you come across someone with the band. What you would do is you would send your an unique PIN, which is on the inside of the band, to a number on the band. Either by SMS, if someone SMSs it, they pretty much get access to your online profile within 5 to 10 seconds, or they can log in on a tablet or online, and they would actually have your profile in front of them. We are working with first responders, a lot of the first responders in South Africa, so they would all know about the product, and they would actually have their own licensed login to enable them to actually log in and check your detail. Also, in the sticker pack, you get in the pack itself, you get a bunch of stickers which have the same PIN and the same details as the band. Those can then go onto the back of your phone, the inside of your wallet, on your bike helmet, on your bike itself. So that pretty much means whenever you're about, if you're just out and about day to day, going to work, you'll be covered in some way, and if you're out running, cycling, swimming, whatever you may be, you're covered on that side. So that's our IceDot band and sticker pack. But we've recently launched the crash sensor, which is our main product, which is actually a product more for the cycling and the motorcycling market in South Africa. So what the crash sensor is that sensor goes onto your helmet. It puts onto your helmet, and then you would download the IceDot app, either through Android or on your iPhone. You go to the App Store, download it for free, and that would then sync up to the same online profile you've created for your band. You would do it either way. And then you go out cycling, you switch your app on, your phone then syncs to the sensor through Bluetooth, and you're out cruising on your bike. Something happens to you. You either get knocked over by someone, or you have an accident, slip and fall. With that, you're obviously going to be knocking your head in some way. The sensor then gets activated. It obviously knows something's happened. It sends a message through to your phone by the Bluetooth, and then your alarm will go off on your phone. Your phone vibrates, and you're pretty much here with the alarm going off. You then need to deactivate the phone. There's a setting of between 30 seconds to 2 minutes. You set it up yourself. So if you don't deactivate that phone within that time limit, it sends an incident report, which is more or less an SMS to all the emergency contacts on your profile, saying John Smith has been involved in an incident at 6:32 a.m. this morning. And then it'll have a link which links up to Google Maps. You click on the link, it'll show you the exact GPS location. And with that, they can obviously come find you, or they can contact the emergency services, they can come pick you up. And depending who your insurance company is, we are working with one or two of them where you can actually be able to add their contact center details to your profile, so that they would potentially get notified of an incident. They can call you. If they don't answer your phone, they'll know where you are, and they can send an ambulance or a helicopter, depending where you are. So those are the two products on a whole. I mean, we are coming up with additional functions which will be released soon, more or less just tracking systems. So if anyone wants to know where you are, they can send an SMS. They'll then be sending an SMS back from your last location. So if your wife's worried, John's not come back, I wonder where he is, quick SMS will give you that detail. And there's also a couple of other things coming along in the near future, which we'll be releasing shortly, which are pretty interesting. They're currently being launched at the Snow Expo in Europe, in Munich at the moment, so news will follow very shortly. So those are the two products as a whole.
Patrick, the sort of technology is amazing with that crash sensor. What happens if you've got that crash sensor on and you stop and you take your helmet off and you drop your helmet and it sets a thing off? It doesn't. I mean, you mentioned that the settings where you can put in like a time period that you need to disable that thing that once the alarm's going off. But if you don't disable it, obviously that SMS gets sent. But if you disable it, if something happened, there was maybe you dropped your helmet or something, you can disable it and that SMS doesn't get sent and everything's normal.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I mean, the impact itself has to be pretty much a decent amount of impact, which allows for you to just lightly drop your helmet or something else. So, I mean, you are able to deactivate it. I mean, you'll definitely, if you're using the sensor, you'll have your phone with you, and then you'll definitely know once the alarm goes off. It's pretty much like a siren sound with your phone vibrating, so you'll definitely know all about it.
There have been quite a few of, I don't want to say exactly this type of product, but emergency products for cyclists and that sort of thing. What's the uptake been like in South Africa? And the reason I ask this question is, my concern is that there's 10 of these sort of types of products on the market. It's difficult for emergency services, or is it difficult for emergency services to know what to do for each one?
That's the thing. That's one of the reasons I like this product, or I became involved in this product, is they're actually they're a great brand. If you go to our website, www.isot.org, you can just have a look at our brand itself, and it's very marketable. A lot of other companies out there who have come up with their own ice product in their garages and probably spend a couple of $100 on it. The thing about our product, it's the best out there. We've got the best online system, and we actually work with a lot of the ambulance services. Like in the US, for instance, we partnered up with the American Ambulance Association. In the UK, we're partnering up with most of the NHS, so everybody is aware of the product. We're actually going to be giving these bands and stickers out to the first responders, so they have their own profiles. They'll know to look out for it, because at the end of the day, it's actually helping them. If anything happens to you, they can call ahead to the hospital, and if they haven't got a tablet, and say, yeah, we've just picked up a user of our start, get his PIN, they can phone ahead, get all the information about the person prior to him actually coming into the hospital. That could obviously help them. That would enable them to know which hospital to take you to, whatever it may be. So ours is highly developed. It's not just something that you stick on your wrist with your wife's phone number and your blood type. I mean, your wife's phone number can change, and then you have to wait a couple of extra weeks to get your tag back from wherever it may come from the US or wherever else. Ours is the best out there, but by far outweighs anything else of our competition, and it's developing. I mean, it's a company which develops new products. I mean, we just released the crash sensor, for instance, but we're coming up with a lot of pieces which the public have asked for. So we're adapting, evolving, and just improving safety.
Brilliant. Patrick, as far as availability in South Africa, you've mentioned that you're in Europe and the US, and that's probably important too, that it's not just, like you say, someone who's just started this thing up, it's a great idea, the infrastructure's not in place. It's still fairly new here in South Africa. What's the uptake been like, and where can you get these products, the crash sensor and the band?
Yeah, we are pretty new in South Africa. So at the moment, I'm involved in both the UK and the South African side of things. I do have agents throughout South Africa who are currently visiting the stores, making appointments to meet with schools, universities, companies, for instance. So the word is getting out there. We're also working with a lot of the media to get everyone aware of the brand, of who we are, going to expos, working with events companies, offering them our free event service. So, I mean, at the moment, there are a couple of retailers in each of the regions who do stock the product. But it's more about educating the public, because a lot of the retailers themselves don't want to know about the product unless the public know about it. So that's kind of what we're pushing for at the moment. And if anyone would want the product, they could contact us directly. They could contact me, or I can put them in contact with a local rep, or I can point them to one of the shops where the product is, or they can just have a look on the website to potentially which events we'll be covering, which the products are available there. So that's both the crash sensor and the bands themselves. But one thing on the band and the sticker pack, at the moment we would be working to a US and an EU number on the band itself, which enables a person who travels worldwide. It's great for them. But we're also coming up with a South African number due to the popularity and due to the investment we put into South Africa. So that number should be available in the next good couple of weeks. So probably to be safe, early March.
Okay, fantastic. And Patrick, if people you mentioned, they can get hold of you or check out the website, won't you give us those contact details on the website again?
Our worldwide, our website that we use, which got the most detail on it, would be www.us.org, or they can contact me at Patrick, so .kaward, that's CAWOOD at us.org. On the South African side, we are busy with our own website at the moment, which should also be available in March. Once that's out there, or they can contact us on Facebook or Twitter. Both just search for I Start South Africa on the Facebook side, and on the Twitter side, it's just look for I Start UK and Africa. They're both linked to the one Twitter account.
All right, brilliant. Patrick, what I'll do is I'll pop those details on our website as well, so if people want to get those details and find out more, they can just head over to our website and they'll be there. Yeah, it sounds amazing. You've sent me one. I'm going to test it out, and I'll give some feedback on the show in a couple of weeks from now. Hopefully, I won't be testing it out where I've fallen off my bicycle or been hit by a car. But yeah, I want to sort of see how it works. It looks pretty cool. It's not bulky. That's the nice thing too. And I'll pop some photos up on our website as well if people want to check it out.
No, yeah, that'd be great. I mean, people just need to realize that we haven't discussed cost. The cost side of things is the service itself. So to have your online profile and for everyone to have access to your profile only costs the user $100 a year, which is obviously much less than they get charged for having an insurance account or Discovery or whatever they may have. So $100 a year for the service. The sticker pack and band pack, which the band and sticker, those retail for only R250. So, I mean, it's a great gift to someone, or, I mean, why not have it yourself? If you don't have to bring a band, you can still put the sticker on your phone or wherever else. And the crash engine, that retails for $1,500, which is actually cheaper than anywhere else in the world. I mean, it's cheaper than the UK, the US, and Australia, and Europe. So normally things are overpriced in South Africa, but if you want one of these, South Africa is the best place to buy them.
Right, brilliant. Patrick, thanks, man. I'll pop all those details up as well. And yeah, definitely keep in touch. Let us know as things develop and roll out more products and more services. We'd love to hear about it.
Wonderful, great speaking to you, mate. Keep well.
Well, that's it for our interviews on this week's episode of Cycle Talk SA number 21. If you want to find those links for the iStart, all you need to do is go to cycletalksa.co.za/21 and you can find out all the details. I've put a picture up there as well of what it looks like. So yeah, go check it out. And thanks for listening to this podcast. If you want to be in touch, you can tweet us at Cycle Talk SA. You can find us on Facebook as well. Just go to facebook.com/cycletalksa. Alternatively, pop me an email, podcast@cycletalksa.co.za. Until next week, have yourself a brilliant, brilliant weekend, and we'll chat then. And if I could ask you a huge favor, if you listen to this podcast on the iTunes platform, I would really appreciate it if you would take a couple of minutes and just leave us a star rating. And if you would be so kind as leaving a review as well, it will be much appreciated. It helps other people discover this podcast just by you spreading the love by doing that. So until next time, have yourself a good one. From myself, Brad Brown, cheers.